Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the white people baby music countdown. So these are all the songs that white people love to make babies to.
Like, so when they put on a jam or they put on music, they're going to have sex. This is what plays.
There was another list, which was like songs that make white people get turnt.
All right.
I thought that was hilarious because there are the songs, right? Who let the dogs out?
Anything by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Yes. Anything. And then they put their cup in the air and it's like, girlfriend. So we need to do that one too.
All these hoes go skeet, 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 skeet.
Yep. So we should do that too. Songs that get white people turnt.
Okay.
But these were the songs that white people make babies to.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I mean? Because when, you know, white people have sex, it's just different. You know, with the hips and all that stuff, a little uncoordinated, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, imagine John. As a white guy, I mean, you imagine you having sex.
Yeah, I just lay down.
Yeah. You know, no rhythm or nothing.
It's awkward,
buddy. Do nothing.
This man, he turns into a woman.
What?
He does.
No, I don't.
I just lay down. A woman.
I just lay down.
All right, so this was number, I guess. Well, we'll go. We'll start at number 10. This is number 10 of the songs that white people make babies to, okay? When they're like, oh, I want to make a baby. And they hear this song and like, oh, let's make a baby, let's make love. And this was number 10. Standing on your mama's porch, you told me that. Can you imagine having sex to this?
No.
I'm trying to get the rhythm and be like weird. But yeah, but people have sex to this song. Let's make a baby.
Man, who wants from like 1985?
Who wants to make a baby now? Summer 69.
Maybe this song is pretty horny.
This is Bryan Adams, Summer of 69.
Okay.
It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give you a baby tonight. That's right, and then they're dancing. We're so sweaty.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty white, and that didn't really get me going.
What? Okay, maybe
I'll let you know when they do.
All right, see if this number 9 on the white people baby making music countdown. I'm never gonna dance again. All right.
This is a little better.
Yeah. It's
easy to slowly pretend. Undressing.
Right. Isn't this about cheating?
It is.
Who the hell's making a baby do a cheating ass song?
Yeah, but it sounds so good you don't even notice.
All right. So I'm never gonna dance again. Right. You can make a baby to this, right?
And she does a white person thing. She's never going to dance again.
Never.
And a saxophone.
I didn't know how to dance to begin with.
Right. Was that Bill Clinton on the sax?
No, it was not.
That's the only saxophone player I know.
But that was George Michael in Careless Whisper.
That was George Michael?
Yeah, Careless Whisper.
That wasn't a woman?
No, it wasn't.
And that again. That was not a woman singing. That's a girl.
He passed away a few years ago.
I thought you were gonna tell me that was like Tina Jackson or something.
He had a song or something called "Wake Me Up Before
or not
You
Tina
Go
Jackson,
Go." Tina Jackson.
No, it's not Michael Jackson. Tina Turner or something.
What?
I never thought. I didn't think that would be George Michael.
All right. Neil Diamond, "Sweet Caroline."
No, this is. What do you mean?
This is.
This like a pedo song.
No, why? Touching hands. This is Make a Baby.
No.
What?
Reaching out.
Yeah, this is a super white song.
Touching me.
Yeah,
touching you. Sweet. Trying to figure out how you get your hips to move to this.
Bah, bah, bah.
You ain't just going. Bah, bah, bah.
Every time I hear that song, I just take a fever pitch. Good times never with Jimmy Fallon so and Drew Barrymore. They had sex to this song.
Believe there never was, but now I
like that.
What's up, Anthony? You enjoying our countdown here of the songs that white people make babies to?
Not at all.
Okay. What you got?
Me and my ex-wife used to have to sneak out to go do the deed.
Yeah.
Just because we had a young child.
That's right.
And so we kind of snuck away, and we're in the car, and we had like a six disc CD changer, and we had this saw one of our albums on, and somehow it changed to one of our daughter's albums, and we were doing it to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo for a while.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Yeah,
I mean, you can get rhythm going with that song.
I'm surprised that didn't make the countdown. All right. Well, I'll take calls from weird songs people got it on to. Absolutely. 1-855-FU-BILLY. If there's a song you're like, I can't believe we couldn't get to the radio, so we just kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you couldn't get to your MP3 player, John.
Yes.
Or you couldn't, get to your Bluetooth fast enough. Or your CD player, John.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
CD player.
Yeah, he's a CD guy.
Sony Walkman.
All right, so listen to this.
Okay.
This is the next one. This was number 7. Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. This is I've Had the Time of My Life. This could be love because yeah. Songs that white people have sex to make a baby. Oh, yeah. Think, Derek, you getting horny?
I mean, not horny.
Make
but
a baby.
I don't hate the song.
Man,
it's a good song.
I don't know about making a baby to this.
I feel like that was in every 80s movie.
I just feel like this is the top white people songs.
What's up, Keith? No, it's the songs that white people
hey,
make babies
up, Bill?
To.
What's up, Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Hey, I'm glad you went to Disney, man. I'm glad you got your fix.
Oh, I did. I'm good.
Hey, the top white people song that I ever got it onto was Oom Bop by Hanson.
Oh, just couldn't get to that MP3 player fast enough, huh?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, but Oom Bop.
Oom Bop.
Right. That's a great one.
I lived
one.
Where those kids lived.
Really?
Dude.
I was a kid, though, too, at the time, not like a pedophile.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Sure. No, but we had them at one of our shows.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, we worked on that real questionable station. It was a little sus.
We were there for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was 106.9 sus.
This is number 6. This is one of those songs that white people make babies to. Number 6, Journey. Rangers,
right. I just, I don't know.
What?
I just feel like a mafia member died.
This is a song white people hear it and they lose their minds.
Yeah.
Hey man, I'm just trying to find the rhythm. There's the climax right there.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kim. Yes, Kim.
I mean, not one of these songs has been good.
What's up,
hey,
Kim?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. So one time my boyfriend's little nephew was over, and they had Bob the Builder going on in the other room. So he and I were going at it to Bob the Builder.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I wish I could remember what that song sounded like.
Yeah, what does it sound like?
I used to know it.
Bob the Builder, can he fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can.
Yes, he can.
Why do all those damn songs sound the same?
Oh, man, so you guys were just, he was nailing you to that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I was
kind of
more giving it to him than he was to me.
Damn.
Yeah. Girl,
get it, girlfriend. Aggressive.
Damn.
Barbara the Builder.
All right. Thank you, Kim. And this was number 5 on the songs that white people make
all
babies
these
to.
These sucked, by the way.
What? This, you'll like this one. Okay. You'll want to make a baby tonight to this.
Hmm.
Skinnerd. Sweet home.
Shut up, dog. Stop singing. Sweet home.
having a baby.
Yeah, I just didn't like the way Witherspoon really cucked her man in this one. Both sides there. So I actually get angry when I hear this song now.
Why?
Even though Sweet Home Alabama shouldn't make me think of Reese Witherspoon, because it's obviously a very famous song, you know, before her. But it is one of my favorite Witherspoon movies. First, obviously, being Cruel Intentions.
True. All right, hang on, Rusty. We're going to go to Dan first. Dan, what song did you get it onto?
Sweet Caroline was always a good one. You get a good pump, couple pumps in. Bop, bop, bop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you, sir. That was on the countdown.
I was a big 3-6 Mafia guy having sex, too.
That's right. What's up, Rusty?
Yes, in high school, me and my girlfriend used to bang it out to the Me, Myself, and Irene soundtrack.
Oh, I don't know what the songs are, sir. You have to help me out.
Bunch of cheesy, like Third Eye Blind, stuff like that. Late 90s. Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah, that's terrible. Oh, I don't like that soundtrack. This is another one. White people love to have... This is number 4, by the way. Number 4, where white people like to get it on and make a baby.
Cause I need you.
Oh, yeah. Vanessa Carlton, you. 1,000 Miles.
What?
Now I want... If I could fall,
yeah,
into
yeah.
The sky. Watch those seats.
What? Look at this. This reminds me of isn't that White Girls? Where dude pulls up?
Yeah.
That movie White Girls? He's got this. Yeah.
This reminds me of trying to hook up with Hollister girls.
Hollister girls. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I got a song for you. Eric Clapton, Wonderful Tonight. Me and my ex-wife had my daughter with that song.
You had, damn. Like, you actually made a baby to an Eric Clapton song. Thank you, sir. I was just looking for the answer. You know what I mean?
Just like, see ya.
See ya. I'm out, bitch.
Cool, man. Hey, is this a voicemail?
Hey. Are you guys live?
People do treat us like a voicemail sometimes.
We'll take
their call and they're like, "Just, I'm going to leave a message. I'll hang up and wait for your reply."
Can you please have Chris make me something so that I can at least make it entertaining?
Yeah.
Like they're leaving a voicemail?
Yeah.
What's up, Cody?
What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
So I think one, probably a weird song that they'd make love to would be that one, I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so you actually did the deed.
No,
to that.
No, I did not.
Why are you getting mad at me?
Bill.
Yeah. It would be. You
like,
did.
Don't
get
in my pride,
Cody. It's okay, Cody. That's not a bad.
Listen,
I'm
Bill.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
Yeah,
it
go.
Hurts.
I could keep getting it onto that.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably would. I don't know. Music.
That's what you should pick.
I'll try it. Thank you, Cody. Let's go to Marcos. We still have to get to our top 3 songs that white people make babies to. Let's go to Marcos. What song did you get it on?
There's a song from a band called She Wants Revenge called Tear Her Apart.
Oh, Tear Her Apart? I don't think I would want it if I'm a girl. What is this playing right now? Tear Her Apart.
Yeah. Oh, I love
these
guys.
Gosh.
You guys are so nice to women.
Thank you, Marcos. What's up, Vinny? What song?
Hey, man, I have my my headphones on. She did it, but I was getting a mouth hug to We Are the Champions by Queen.
Oh, okay. I could see that. Wow. We are the champions, my friend. That'd be great. And then it goes into the other.
That's just weird that anybody listens to that song in their headphones.
No, it's a good working out song.
No, it's.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I wouldn't know, I guess, but it doesn't seem like it.
This is number 3, AC/DC. White people making babies to these songs.
The walls were shaking. The earth was quaking. My mind was aching. And we were making it in you.
I mean, this is about making the love. What's wrong? You're scratching your head.
It's just, dude, this is a rough list, man. I've heard one song yet where I'm like, sex could happen.
Well, that's why it's the white people baby making music countdown.
Yeah. I hear the song, I just think of Marlboro Miles.
Just get a little groovy with it.
Yeah.
Let's go to, Sam. What song did you get it onto?
Get Down with the Sickness by Disturbed.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Down with the Sickness. Oh, poor lady. Oh, and this is number two. If you like
Pina Colada. Finally.
Yeah. Rupert Holmes. Escape. Pina Colada. If you're
not into yoga. This song is not Jimmy Buffett.
It's about this dude that he's like kind of over his chick, and they both start cheating on each other, but then they like respond to some singles ad or something, and then they end up at the same bar
because
then they matched up again.
I thought it was about putting out for Pina Colada.
And this was number one song that white people make babies to. I never realized how happy you made me. Number one. Think.
Will
you kiss me? Oh man. All right. Keep those phone lines rolling. It could have been about his dog. That's kind of a dog name.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
I feel like I saw that in a movie.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.